Well, as we come to celebrate the Lord's Supper, let me read these words of institution from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. There the apostle writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" As we come to the Lord's Supper this evening, I simply want to remind you that our God is the God of all grace, that he is our merciful Father, that he always leads us with cords of kindness and with bands of love. I wonder, are you weighed down by your sin this evening? Are you discouraged and disheartened by perhaps repeated failings? Well, remember that your Father, despite your sin, continues to love you. Remember that where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. Is that not what we see at the cross of our Saviour? Is that not what we read in the words of our Redeemer? Is that not what we taste at the table of our Lord? This bread and this wine, they are just that. They are bread and they are wine. But they are also something more. They are signs and seals of the death of Jesus. But they are also something more than that. They are, by the sovereign work of the Holy Spirit, means of grace to us. They communicate Christ and all of the benefits of Jesus Christ to his people. Too many Christians, particularly those of a sensitive temper, let the bread and the wine pass them by. And yes, you must not partake of this meal if you are living in unrepentant, high-handed sin, or if you are ignorant of the meaning of this meal, the supper is not for you. But if you are a Christian, and if you have been baptized and are a member in good standing of a Bible-believing church, then we invite you to this table. Jesus Christ invites you to this table. However weak, however sinful you may feel, remember that this meal is a meal of grace. And what is a Christian, if not a sinner who has been justified by grace? So let me urge you this evening, do not fast from this meal of grace. Eat and drink. Eat from the bounty of God's grace. Drink from the fountain of God's grace. Let me pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that this is a meal of grace. We thank you that you have not simply told us that you love us and that Jesus Christ, your Son, has died for our sins and is our all-sufficient Saviour. We thank you that we see that in these visible words. Simple things, and yet they speak so powerfully by your Spirit of the blood of Christ, of the body of Christ, broken and shed for us. And so as we come now to partake of these elements, we pray that we would do so by faith, laying hold of Jesus Christ, not looking inward so much, but looking out to him who is the Saviour of sinners. So feed us, we pray. Nourish our souls. Encourage our hearts afresh. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.